The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Sunday night was a spectacular night for Ireland at the Academy Awards in LA, with two wins. One, of course, for first-time winner Jessie Buckley for her role in Hamlet, and then the man who completed a fantastic hat-trick, three-time Oscar winner Richard Baynham. Initially hailing from Tala via the brilliant Ballyfermot College to Hollywood, his work on three Avatar movies has left him with three wins at the Academy Awards. I'm delighted to say Richard joins us from LA now. Richard, congratulations on an extraordinary success. What's it like to be a three-time Oscar winner?
Thank you. Honestly, it's the same as a two-time Oscar winner in some ways, with the exception of the fact that the team got is properly recognized for the effort on movie three. I think we've been incredibly lucky with the consistency of the team. We've had guys on for nigh on 20 years. So it's really, really, I think, a true nod to the whole team.
You know, there are some people online saying it's actually not three, it should be five, because Richard was lead animation supervisor for Gollum in the Lord of the Rings sequels, and they're saying it's actually five Oscars. Do you fancy claiming those two as well?
I should let that one go.
In fairness, three isn't bad. And sorry, the other thing, I think 2 years ago, when you won your second in 2023 on Pust, painted two letterboxes gold, one in Ballyfermot and the other on the Old Bourne Road near where you grew up, they're going to have to paint three now, aren't they?
Oh, maybe, but they inadvertently had to employ my dad as a gardener. He goes and cleans up around them.
No way. Oh my God, that is a small world. That is a small. Listen, you joking aside, you must be just seriously walking on air the last number of days.
You know, again, it's what's lovely is the movie itself has been well accepted. You know, and I think that's the thing that really hits home is the fact that you can get a movie that's out there and it's a sequel, obviously, but that still has a way to connect with new kids. And I think the fact that it's a family movie, which people don't really think about it. It's about mothers and daughters and fathers and sons and the tension that exists between them, you know, and that's ubiquitous.
Richie, obviously, Shane mentioned that the Lord of the Rings trilogy, The Chronicles of Narnia, of course, you were on that one as well. You were on one of my kids' very favourite movies when they were small that we used to have to watch over and over and over again, The Iron Giant. Ireland is punching so far above its weight in animation, isn't it?
You know, that's hard work. That's built off the back of a gang of kids who came through Ballyfermot at a moment in time. Like if you look at like Jam Media, you know, Cavalier, Brown Bag, and there's a couple more that have stemmed from that. I won't say one class, but that era in Ballyfermot.
Yeah.
Dicker is another lad who's done a lot of production. And I think it had everything to do with creating community, everything to do with helping each other, you know.
Yeah.
We were at a moment where there was a lot of interest and talent and good storytellers. And everybody committed to going forward, even though, to be honest, at the time, it didn't look like there was a viable career to be had, particularly staying at home, you know. Doc and Cahill starting Brown Bag, I think, was a big impetus for the industry to grow.
Yeah, and that community you talk about, a load of you moved to LA around the same time, didn't you? About 10 people from your class, and you all kind of grew up your families like nearly as neighbours.
Well, the truth is, look, everybody scattered in their 20s. You know, you went off and gained experience. But myself and Ash had set down anchors here in LA. And we had Colbert, who's from Kilkenny. And then Stevie Dean and his wife moved to LA. And, you know, then you had, I'm trying to think who else was in the class. Oh, Karen and Simon, both in our class. And they're here in LA as well. So it is. It's probably 10 or 12 adults, maybe more, but there's 14 kids who are all, you know, on the same hockey teams, came through the same school systems. So they're forever bonded, you know, and I think that gives you a real footing if you're forced to be away from home And we're also a bit blessed with all the visits from grandparents of all the kids. And I think that's one thing where everybody, you know, it tends to go out together when anything happens. So, and we still all have Christmas dinner together and, you know, Easter dinner, all the usuals. And so I think there's a good, really strong sense of community. Makes it easy.
Yeah. And it wasn't easy, I'm sure, at the start. And big shout out to Ballyfermot at Art College because they do such extraordinary work there. But and indeed to Don Bluth Studios, where maybe animation started in Ireland. But that decision that you and Ash made to leave Dublin and to go to LA, was that a daunting one at the time, or was it just something you felt you had to do?
I'll be honest, it was kind of haphazard. I had an offer from Disney in Paris. Everybody scattered. Some ended up in Australia. Al and Steve, I think it was four or five of them went to Paris. I was supposed to go. But I had been at Bluth's and the writing was on the wall that Bluth was closing. And one of the other guys, Combo, Mark Cumberton, had applied for the American visas and he brought extra forms. I actually applied for myself and Ash and failed to tell Aisling. we were living in Jersey, very tiny apartment, no phone, which will date it for you. Mobile phones weren't a thing. And we came home one day and there was a note stuck to the door to say, you know, local parish priest had stopped by and said, call home. So you immediately think somebody's died, you know.
Oh, God.
But Aisling called her dad and he said, look, I have an envelope here from the American embassy. You have to go for an interview. He says, did you apply for a visa? And Ash was like, no, she had no idea what was going on. She came back and I told her I had applied for both of us. And we both got them within a week of each other in the end. And that sort of made a decision. We said we'd come, try it for 6 months, maybe a year. And here you are, you know, three kids, 30 years later, it happens very quickly.
Will the kids follow in your, there's a huge amount of work, as you say, go into it, a huge amount of training. There's all that. There's a huge amount of talent as well that goes into what you do. Do the kids follow in the footsteps?
You know, they're all artistic, but they're very different in what their approach is, I think, to life in general. You know, we'll see. The eldest is now pursuing, was on the medical side, but we'll see. He's pursuing sort of an independent business career. And then the other two are studying business at the moment. They're really floating through life, enjoying the parties. So we'll see.
Can I ask you just a couple of things about the work you do? I mean, you talked about starting off in Don Bluth. Has the industry must have changed beyond all recognition? Does AI make a big difference? Is that something that you're happy to embrace?
That's a TBD. You know, I think you have to embrace. You embrace or die. You know, with new tools coming online, at each step of the process, I was an early adopter. Be it 2D and transitioning into 3D, that was looked at as this, you know, bad thing. The Iron Giant you talked about earlier. I was offered an opportunity to switch to computers and try it for a couple of weeks, and it was about half the crew, the animation crew, were like, "Ooh, don't touch a computer, it's the dark side, you know, you'll never draw again." But the truth is, it just becomes another tool. And then when I switched to live action and you know, obviously integrated capture, same thing. It was the idea that, you know, changing your career would ruin it. And it just, all it is a tool set that comes online to tell a story, and you just embrace that.
And Richie, when you were growing up, in Talla and Oldbourne. I would have worked in Talla and would have worked in a lot of that area when I was young myself. Did you ever dream when you were growing up there that you would end up in LA at the top of your game, winning Oscars? Was that actually the dream that was in you, or was that even beyond what you could have dreamt?
To be honest, it's never been a dream. The whole, you know, trophies, the Oscars are great. They're trophies, they're recognition for the work. But the truth is, it's having an opportunity to put the work up, being invited to be a part of a collaboration that tells a story. And again, Jim is one of those guys that when I saw Terminator 1 at 14, 15, man, it was one of those where I'm like, oh, that's amazing. How does anybody get to do that? Mm-hmm. You know? And so, it didn't necessarily seem like there was an avenue to that. But, you know, I had a decent wrist, good at art, and then and just was always kept drawing, always kept painting. And then when the opportunity came along to go to Ballyferm, it sort of was just one step after the other. Things, the doors opened, and you basically have to force the change. You have to force things to opportunities to come your way, you know. And it's, I think that's, you just work hard.
I suspect a decent risk is being modest. Just very funny. Do you get back to Dublin much? Will you be coming back with your Oscar in the coming weeks or months?
I don't have a plan at the moment. We go back, you know, fairly regularly. We're usually there once or twice a year, and then obviously the BAFTAs were a couple of weeks back, and normally we would spend time at home right afterwards. But this year, the VES were delayed, and we had to fly back the day after the BAFTAs. So that was a missed opportunity. So we'll definitely try maybe later in the summer, you know, be home for a couple of weeks.
Look, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And as you know, I think everyone would agree, Ireland is incredibly proud of you and the work that you do. That is Richie Bainham there, 3 times Oscar winner.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.